This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Music producer Clive Davis revealed that he's been diagnosed with Bell's palsy. A representative for the 88-year-old confirmed the diagnosis, which is not life-threatening, adding that Davis is in good spirits. Due to his ailment, though, the annual Clive Davis pre-Grammy Gala will be postponed several weeks after the Grammy Awards in March. Aww, and I had my Zoom tux all ready. Daft Punk has broken up. The Parisian duo broke the news with an 8-minute video titled Epilogue. Thomas Bangalter and Guy-Manuel de Homem-Christo formed Daft Punk in Paris in 1993, helping to define the French touch style of house music. Their biggest song, Get Lucky, was released in 2013 and featured Nile Rodgers and Pharrell Williams. It's over. Queen Latifah is becoming a TV star for CBS. Latifah's The Equalizer was the most popular scripted show on television last week, trailing only first place 60 Minutes and giving CBS a strong 1-2 punch on Sundays. Also, 5.3 million viewers tuned in for the premiere of Young Rock, the NBC comedy based on The Rock's life. Not canceled. Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers are officially off the market. The Big Little Lies actress and Green Bay Packers quarterback are engaged. Their relationship has been speculated about for months, and rumors that the two were paired off first started swirling last summer. That followed Rodgers' breakup with professional driver Danica Patrick. Now he's really taking a victory lap. Congrats! Music fans are going crazy about the age gap between Lionel Richie and girlfriend Lisa Parigi. A photo of the couple popped up on social media on Valentine's Day of Richie, 71, cuddling up to lifestyle blogger Parigi, who's only 31. Although the couple have been dating since 2014, Twitter still lit up about it. To be fair, Richie doesn't look a day over 70. Moët Hennessy is acquiring a 50% stake in Jay-Z's champagne brand in an effort to up its cool factor and expand distribution. Armand de Brignac, also known as Ace of Spades because of its distinctive label, is produced in France's Champagne region and sold over 500,000 bottles in 2019. Yep, that's a lot of expensive bubbly. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and author Louise Penny are teaming up for a thriller novel set to publish October 12th. State of Terror follows a young Secretary of State who joins a rival's administration and takes on a series of destabilizing terrorist attacks. Hillary follows husband Bill, who co-wrote a book with James Patterson. After the BJ. Stevie Wonder plans to live in Ghana indefinitely as part of his efforts to shield his lineage from racial injustice in the U.S. Wonder 70 said, quote, "I don't want to see my children's children's children have to say, oh, please like me, please respect me, please value me. What kind of life is that?" Unquote. Have you seen Ghana? Oops. Brooklyn rapper Bobby Shmurda has been released from prison and will be under community supervision until he completes his sentence on February 23, 2026. The rapper, whose career was on the rise at the time of his incarceration, was originally scheduled to be released in December of 2021, but became eligible for early release on parole due to good behavior. Congrats, Shmurda! Exhibit and wife Krista Joyner are calling it quits after 6 years of marriage. Krista filed for divorce from the rapper and actor in LA's Superior Court. The two wed in 2014, hours before the former host of MTV's Pimp My Ride was arrested for 2 counts of DUI. He pleaded guilty and served 3 years of probation. Now the hangover really begins. The Allen vs. Farrow documentary series debuted to more than a million viewers on HBO and HBO Max. It examines the accusations of sexual abuse Dylan Farrow has lodged against her adoptive father, Woody Allen. The series reveals court documents, interviews, and home footage taken by her mother, Mia Farrow. Allen has called the series a hatchet job. Nervously. Meanwhile, HBO Max will keep all of the Woody Allen movies currently in its streaming library. The titles are not given prominent display on the platform. 6 movies are available, including 5 which star his former girlfriend Mia Farrow. They are Broadway Danny Rose, Radio Days, September, Another Woman, Shadows and Fog, and Scoop. Scoop does not feature Farrow. Diddly good. Prince's longtime manager, L. Londell McMillan, is bringing back the Source Awards in 2022 after it ended 17 years ago. McMillan said, quote, "Hip-hop needs its premier award show back. After every award show, our social media at The Source exploded," unquote. It's also launching the Source streaming channel, dubbed the Netflix of hip-hop. Stay tuned. NBC's streaming platform Peacock has ordered 13 episodes of Frogger, an oversized physical competition show featuring 12 obstacle courses inspired by the classic game. The press release reads, "These physically demanding challenges will see contestants dodge treacherous traffic, leap over snapping gators, and hop over hungry hippos." Canceled. The Trash Bin. Former Home Improvement star Zachary Ty Bryan has been sentenced to probation after pleading guilty and charged with 2 felonies. The former star pleaded guilty to 2 counts of menacing, constituting domestic violence, and assault in the 4th degree, also constituting domestic violence. He'll be on probation for 3 years. Not an improvement. Idiot.
The news wrap-up.
Snap's stock hit a record high after projecting a 50% annual revenue growth. In a deal worth $15 billion, AT&T will sell a large minority stake in DirecTV and U-verse to TPG. Apple has the global smartphone market lead for the first time since 2016. The FDA endorsed Johnson & Johnson's single-shot COVID vaccine, clearing the way for a 3rd vaccine in the U.S. Time to do shots.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Tom and Jerry, the movie, is the most popular film in the USA.
The number one album.
Morgan Wallen, Dangerous, the double album, holds the top spot for the 7th week.
The number one app.
It's Crossfire, again.
The number one book.
How to Avoid a Climate Disaster by Bill Gates is the most popular nonfiction book.
22-year-old Conan Gray started out uploading covers and original songs to YouTube as a teenager in the tiny Texas town of Georgetown. Gray signed a record deal with Republic Records in 2018, where he released his Sunset Season EP. His debut studio album, Kid Crow, followed, debuting at number 5 on the U.S. album chart, making it the biggest new artist debut of 2020. The album spawned the single Heather, which first became popular on TikTok and then went on to become a big hit in more than 40 countries. Gray was scheduled to perform at Lollapalooza last year, but the festival was canceled, as was his Kid Crow World Tour due to COVID. His new track just dropped, and we love it. Here's Conan Gray with the song of the week, Overdrive.
Down the street, no left, right, left, right. I don't wanna
was Conan Gray with the song of the week, Overdrive. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.